Around the country, schools are confronting the problem of disruptive behavior in very young students. With increasing frequency, the schools seem to be turning to suspension and even expulsion of children as young as 5 years old. There are no national statistics, but the state of Connecticut has begun to track the issue. Officials there have received their first reports. And now the debate has begun over balancing the educational needs of disruptive youngsters against the safety and education of other students. Heather Claiborne of member station WNPR in Hartford has the story.
In the 1998-99 school year, Connecticut suspended or expelled 19 preschoolers, 458 kindergartners, and 1,456 first graders. Johanna Calderon's 5-year-old son has just started his fourth preschool program this year.
He's very smart. He likes to do things on his own. He's very independent. He loves school.
Calderon admits that Justin has trouble sharing and wants things done his own way. She's kept a file of his school discipline documents. The 2-inch-thick folder includes incidents of Justin kicking, hitting, swearing, and throwing chairs. Justin's doctor has diagnosed him with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. As a single working mother, Calderon says she needs help from the school district.
I want teachers to have patience with him. They don't have no patience with kids like Justin. None. They just like they don't have no experience with kids like that. They don't want to teach him because he's disrupting the classroom.
Response to behavioral problems varies from state to state and often from classroom to classroom. Some school officials apply zero tolerance policies to severely disruptive behavior, even at the kindergarten level. Christy Cowers is an early learning expert with the Education Commission of the States. She says suspension and expulsion is too harsh a punishment for children who are still developing understanding and self-control.
Everything they do is a learning experience for them, and so to have a zero tolerance policy where they might be exploring something for the first time and then to get kicked out of their program for that, I think is a very dicey situation.
But Cowers says these behavioral issues need to be addressed because these 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds are hurting classmates and teachers. One of the few studies of the problem is being conducted in Colorado.
Some of the preliminary data is showing not only behavioral issues that are pulling children out of school, but children's behaviors that are causing workman's comp claims by the classroom teachers. Bookcases being pulled over and hurting a teacher's arm. Children biting a teacher's leg and putting her out of the classroom for several weeks.
Because of such extreme behavioral problems, administrators say they need the right to pull children out of the classroom immediately.
It would have to be an extreme situation where there was an aggressive use of a weapon or something of that nature.
Daryl Rood is a principal in Billings, Montana, and the president-elect of the National Association of Elementary School Principals.
Because I want the kids in school too, but I have a responsibility to protect all the kids. So if a student's conduct or whatever is jeopardizing the safety of several hundred other children and several other employees and so on, I have a responsibility to do what I have to try to get that safe and so on.
But the nation's schools are required to educate all children. Some districts provide alternative schools or home-based solutions for children who have been expelled. But Christy Cowers says due to staffing, it's often left up to the families to find another school. Connecticut's child advocate Jeannie Milstein believes taking children out of the mainstream classroom is setting them up for failure.
The number one indicator of problems that lead to criminal behavior is poor academic performance. By suspending and expelling kids at a very early age, what happens is they often get further and further behind. They start doing poorly in school, then they start dropping out, or truancy becomes an issue, and they never really catch up.
Milstein is proposing state legislation to make mental health consultants available to teachers and families dealing with a child who's out of control so the child can keep learning.
Many of these children come from homes where conflict is resolved through violence. They know no other way. So we have an opportunity here at a very young age to teach these children different ways. And really, it's a 2-generation strategy.
Besides addressing the underlying causes of a child's aggression, the counselors would help teachers and parents learn how to respond to inappropriate behavior and how to model new approaches to frustrating situations. But administrators say they have to balance the special needs of one child against the safety of the rest of the class. In the face of an increasing number of lawsuits, the National Association of Elementary School Principals is asking the Bush administration for protection from parents wanting to sue over suspensions and expulsions. For NPR News, I'm Heather Claiborne in Hartford.